proclaiming God's love and truth for you and your family. Wonder Lake Bible Church.
Can you all hear me? Good. I know we heard the feedback there a moment ago, but you can all hear me pretty loud and clear, can't you? Yeah, because your ears are open, your eyes are up ahead, you're paying attention, got this microphone on. You can hear me pretty well. But I want you to imagine just for a moment here that you can't hear me so well. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to put your hands over your ears and press real tight. I want you to look some way, look the other direction if you can still hear me. And I'm going to turn my microphone off and then talk real soft. All take your hands off of your ears now and look up this way. Does anyone, now you up close real front might have heard that, but I wonder maybe someone in the back. Can someone tell me what the secret word is? You didn't hear the secret word? I told you very plainly what the secret word was, but you didn't hear it. Oh, okay, maybe someone up front. Did you hear? Oh, even the ones up front. Did you hear it? Awana, she heard it. All right. One of you heard it. See, now before, if you had your ears down, or you had your hands off of your ears, you were looking up here, I had the microphone on, and I was saying, the secret word is Awana. And now I say, who can tell me the secret word? Can someone tell me? Awana. That's right. Why did you hear? Because your ears weren't blocked by anything, were they? So you heard me very, very clearly. Now, did you know I had a little problem earlier this year with my hearing? I had a little problem that probably some of you, maybe even a lot of you have had or you will have. Has anyone here ever had a problem with your hearing where you got a little sick and you couldn't hear so well? And maybe you had to go to the doctor and see the doctor about problems with your ears. Well, did you know that that can happen to adults too? Where we can get sick and we can have something going on in there and we get this fluid in our ears and we can't hear. And so, you know, for almost 3 months this year, I was walking around and somebody would be talking to me and I'd have to keep saying, what? What? It kind of became like a joke after a while. What? What? I got together with some friends. We were having this weekend, and that was kind of like the big line of the whole weekend was, what? What? Because I couldn't understand. I couldn't hear because of this problem that I was having with my ears. Well, I got some medicine, and it's a lot better now, so I can hear a lot better now. But I'm not here to talk to you tonight about medicine and ears and not hearing voices that way. I want to talk to you about when something happens that we don't hear God. You can hear me speaking to you now, but you know God speaks to us sometimes, well, all the time, but sometimes we can't hear Him very well. Now, how do you suppose God talks to us? I'm talking to you right now. I'm standing up here. I've got this microphone, and you're hearing me speaking. How does God speak to us? How do we hear God's voice? How does He talk to us? How does He communicate with us? Claire? Through prayer. Excellent. Well, sorry, how does God talk about? I thought prayer was when we have something we're worried about or something, we want to ask God to help us with it. So we say, Lord, would you help me with this? I have a big test in school today. How does God speak to us through that? Is prayer just all about talking to God about things we're concerned? No, it's more than that. It's part of that, isn't it? But part of prayer is listening, isn't it? So in prayer, we talk to God, but God speaks to us if we're listening carefully. We can hear Him speak in our heart, in our mind. All right, how's another way that God speaks to us? How do we hear God's voice? How else? Well, how else do we hear God speak to us?
Bible.
The Bible, excellent. Very good, very good. That's a big way God speaks to us, right? When we open up the Bible and we read that, it's not just some dusty old book. That's God's Word. Now, we can pick it up, and if we just read it and we're not paying any attention, we might not hear anything. But if we open that up and we ask God to speak to us, and we're listening carefully, do you think he's going to speak to you through that? Absolutely he does. Okay, so through prayer, through the Bible. Ken, how about one more? Yep, one more. What do you think? Through what? In your heart, that's right. Yep, okay. He speaks to us sometimes with impressions that we get in our heart and our mind. Okay. I'm thinking of one other way that God sometimes speaks to us. Yep. Through what? See, I still can't hear. What? Through clues. Okay. Yeah, sometimes, yeah, with life, we look at things that are happening in our lives. God speaks to us through things we see happening in our lives. Okay, good. Okay, one more thing. How else does God speak to us? You know? Yeah? Can you think of something? Yeah, how else does God speak to us? Open the Bible. That's right. That's exactly. That's a big way he does it, isn't it? Well, I'll tell you one other way that God speaks to us is sometimes he speaks to us through other people. You know, sometimes there are people that God has placed in our lives who maybe they've been through something and they know more than we do, and they can help us because they've already learned and God has taught them. And so God speaks to us. He teaches us through the wisdom and the experience of another person. So that's how God speaks to us, not with a microphone standing up front the way you're hearing me now, but when we pray and we listen, when we're reading His Word and listening carefully, by looking at things that are happening in our lives, and by listening to the people that God has put in our lives, God speaks to us. Now, I want to read a scripture passage here that says something about the importance of listening to the Lord and hearing His voice. It's from the book of Proverbs, chapter 2. The author says, "My child, listen to what I say and treasure my commands. Tune your ears to wisdom and concentrate on understanding." Tune your ears to wisdom. In other words, this is what? Listen, pay attention. Wisdom is living in a smart way, living our lives in a way that honors God, the way that He tells us to live our lives in the Scriptures, that's being wise. That's the way of wisdom. It says, tune your ears to wisdom. We have to make a choice to be careful about listening to what God says. Because you can hear things, but if you're not really paying attention, did you really hear that? No, we have to concentrate, right? Have to concentrate. Tune your ears to wisdom. Then what's going to happen when we do that? It says, cry out for insight. Ask for understanding. When we read the Bible, let's ask God to speak to us. Cry out for Him to speak to us so that we understand what He's telling us through that and how He wants us to live our lives. And He says, search for them as you would for silver. If I told you that I hid in this room somewhere here, I hid a $100 bill, would you search for that? Yeah. You'd probably search pretty hard for that, wouldn't you? Well, I didn't, so don't search for it. But if I did, do you think you'd search pretty hard for that?
Yeah.
Or do you think maybe you'd go, it's not here. I can't find it. Would you do that?
No.
No, you would search very, very hard. Why? Because that $100 bill, that's valuable to you. That's important to you. That would mean a lot to you to have that, wouldn't it? And so he says, just as you would search for silver, that like something valuable, like a money, like a $100 bill, that's how we're to search for understanding what God is saying and hearing His voice, listening to what He tells us in His Word. Just like you would search hard for silver, you search hard to listen to God and to hear His voice and what He says. So I know you've learned some good Bible verses this year. You've had a lot of lessons you've learned. But you know what? We should always be seeking to hear and listen to the voice of God, whether that's as we read the Bible or maybe as someone else reads it, opens us up and teaches us to us, or maybe it's in prayer, maybe it is through listening to someone else's advice, looking at things that are happening. All these ways God speaks to us. But I want to finish, though, with one last thought, though. What are some of the things that keep us from hearing the voice of God? Would you agree that's very important to hear the voice of God? All right. Well, what might keep us from hearing the voice of God?
Satan.
All right. We have an enemy, the devil. He doesn't want us to. What else?
The silver
I just spoke of. Now that is some wisdom and insight. There's a word for that. I call that distractions or bad priorities, right? When we put other things like silver, like money, is money a bad thing? No, money isn't bad. But if we make it the most important thing of our lives and we make it more important than God and loving people, then it can become, when we love money more than people, then it becomes bad for us, doesn't it? And those things might keep us from hearing the voice of God when we're more concerned about anything else more important, we think, than God. Okay? What else, Mr. Northern?
Sin, sir,
he says. That's right. How does sin keep us from hearing the voice of God, Mr. Northern? Yep. Because have you ever had a friend, and maybe your friend did something wrong that really hurt you, and then the next time you saw your friend, things just weren't quite the same there, and you knew here was this problem between you and the friend? Well, that's kind of how it is with sin. It's like it puts up something between us and God. Now, God still loves us, doesn't He? And He forgives our sin, but we need to admit it, to talk to God about it first. And until we do that, we just can't quite hear Him as well until we admit and confess. The Bible calls that confess our sins. It's admitting that we've done it. That helps clear the way. It's like clearing the wax out of our ears so we can hear God's voice again when we confess our sins. That's right. So distractions, other priorities, sin. What else can keep us from hearing the voice of God? Yep.
Doubt.
Okay. That sometimes when if we read the Bible, but we have this attitude of, I'm not sure I can believe this. Now, let me tell you something. There's a place for doubt where that's normal. That's a natural thing. And it can actually make our faith stronger. But if we just give way to that and we make this doubt more important to us than the truth of God, then yeah, it can become a problem for us in hearing God's word, hearing His voice. Well, you know what? We talked about the Bible and prayer as being so, so important. Well, if we're not reading God's word, if we're not praying, how are we going to hear His voice? We're not going to, are we? And so here's the thought I want you to take away here tonight. I know this is our last meeting here in this season. Now we're going to start up again. Who's excited about starting up again in the fall?
Woo!
Yeah, all right. Come on, you leaders, raise your hands. But when you go out of here tonight and all this summer until we come back in the fall, I want you to think about how important it is to listen to what God says, to hear His voice. Open up your Bible and read that. Ask Him to talk to you. Pray to Him every day. You don't just have to do that at church or here. And listen. Obey what it says there. And I guarantee you, God will speak. You'll hear His voice, and He will speak to you. Thank you all for listening. You heard my voice tonight. I hope you hear God's voice.